call the meeting of the Public Works Committee for June 4th, 2018 at 6:30. Call to order. Any changes to the agenda?
No, sir. I have a little bit of other business.
Okay.
If you'll permit it at that time.
Of course. Minutes. Did everyone get a chance to look and read the minutes?
Yes.
Any changes to the minutes? Any comment? By consensus, are they approved?
Sure.
Approved. So approved. Okay, Director Caffey, you are on.
Okay, so it's in front of you tonight is a request for you all to review the job descriptions of the electrical inspector and the plumbing inspector. In May, when we brought Stuart on as a building official, we knew that he had two licenses that he could have. One was an A-level electrical license for commercial, and one's an A-level plumbing license for commercial. For both of those two positions, because we're going to look to hire the electrical in-house and then do the plumbing on a employment contract hourly basis, we need to have those job descriptions written. So I wrote both job descriptions. I presented them to the city administrator, who has looked through them and thought that they looked good. So now I'm having you guys look through them, and hopefully you will approve these to go to council for final approval. At the council meeting, if you guys approve this, I'll do my AIS. It'll have a resolution with the job descriptions attached to it. One of the things that Jason and I discussed is sometimes we have a hard time we'll find the resolution, but not the job descriptions, or the job descriptions, not the resolution, so we're going to attach those together and make it one document. So that's kind of where we're at with that.
I just have one small question.
Sure.
Do we have enough work for a 20-hour week position, do you think?
I believe so. We're looking at an IGA with Coburg and Florence, which should tie up enough time for that.
Okay.
Plus, he can do plan review. He doesn't only have to do the commercials. Okay. So he can do plan review also. So Stuart's busy out in the field. He can do plan review.
Good. So. That makes sense. I like that. I just wondered why we were doing one, you know, to work as needed, and one was
right. It's going to be really hard to get an A-level electrical to come on as an hourly, unless he's got some kind of incentive to come, you know, some insurance benefit, some reason to be here.
Gotcha. This is the enticement.
Yeah, and looking on OregonCities.org, looking through all the jobs, everybody is looking for inspectors. Everybody. So kind of want to tie this guy up, or these guys up, as fast as we can. We think we have a couple candidates that are willing to come, but until we can get it done and posted, it's going to be...
What's your tentative timing on this?
If you all pass this tonight, pass the resolution on Tuesday night, and pass the budget, I'm going to turn around under my staff report and ask to post that position and the labor position that I budgeted for.
So mid-June you'll have it posted.
Yeah, that's my intent. Well, June 14th, 15th.
Yeah,
right. As soon as they get Stephanie to post them after that, yeah. And then we'll post, you know, for... We could post the electrical in-house for 5 days, but it's not a union position, so I'll probably just post it all over for 5 days and see what we get. I don't want to leave it open too long, because then you get a bunch of people like that apply and go, well, I can get it in a year. I can get it. No, we need it now. We need it today. So, the plumbing, I've already got a guy that's willing to come for $33 an hour as needed, whenever, as long as we give him a couple days notice, he would prefer. But he said if it's an emergency, he just lives down River Road, he'd be willing to come. We got another guy that lives in Monroe that sounds like he's willing to be the backup for that. If that guy's not available, the other guy would be. So we're kind of trying to cover all our bases here.
in the job description for the electrical, do we have specified he'll be doing other duties? Or do we need to just kind of leave it open?
I think we just leave it open, and just like with Stewart's, this is written almost identical to Stewart's with a little bit of language change for an electrical inspector. So it kind of encompasses that whole thing. The only thing that this is taken out is like supervision. There's no supervision where Stewart's just going to have some supervision in there.
I guess you've already kind of written that in here because it says you provide technical assistance to the public, contract with staff, design professionals regarding electrical specialty codes. So that's design work.
Right. And I did the same thing on the plumbing side, even though they probably won't do much of that, but I wanted to cover our base. So.
Well, my recommendation is we pass this along.
I agree.
You have our official okie-dokie.
Okay, thank you. John Gamby just texted me, said he's on his way, but he's still in Monroe. I'll be there as soon as possible. So,
thank you.
Okay.
We'll turn on Skype. And
maybe over before he gets here.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, now onto the water, sewer, and sanitation rate study.
Okay, so this is a request for you all to review the proposals that we received for the rate study. We received three back out of the eight that we sent out. The committee narrowed that down to two, and we picked the one we liked the best, with the other one as an alternative. The committee's first choice was SES Engineering. The committee felt that we would get the best cost analysis from SES. Their proposal was very well put together, very professional. Their references checked very high. And the biggest thing with their references for me was everyone was impressed with their ability to present to the public and committees. So very well versed in being able to knock down the language so people can understand it, and very helpful.
I'm going to fill in Councilor DeMarco just a little bit. I was on that committee and we met, and there was very little discussion, very little disagreement. We had all rated them independently, mm-hmm. and we were all pretty much on board with the decision. So I think the decision was pretty unanimous.
That would have been I read through these.
I brought this in case you hadn't seen it. This was the criteria that they used. I don't know if you wanted to see
it. No, that's
okay. I sent it to Councilor DeMarco.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and I did look at these, and that would have been my choice too, yeah. For what I was hoping.
Okay.
We worked with, who was your backup?
FCS was the backup.
We worked with them on the parks plan.
What's that?
I think we worked with them on the parks plan 10 years ago.
We might have.
FCS?
They were a good group. Everybody had good things to say about them. Everybody was happy with them that used them. The committee just felt like we were going to get a little bit better cost analysis out of FCS mm-hmm. than FCS. Yeah. All three came in under budget. So there wasn't a budget. We couldn't weed anybody out by budget,
right.
You know, like you usually can. So, you know, it's our recommendation that you guys move forward with SES, but I'm certainly open to suggestions from you. And if you guys choose to go that way, we can forward it on to council on Tuesday for a final so we can get them started on that.
That sounds good. I think we should take the subcommittee's recommendation. We should forward this to council.
I agree.
Okay. Will you then do a resolution? How will you handle this then?
It'll just be under contract. It'll basically say that you choose. Oh, I make a motion to approve the rate study to be done by SES for X amount of money and authorize the public works director to sign the necessary documents.
Are you going to present this package to council? So with
yeah, you'll have this, but it'll be in a binder. It'll be a little more.
Yeah, but you'll have. We have both of them.
Yep.
Okay.
You have both. So if someone has questions about FCS or thinks they're better, then we can have that discussion then.
Do you want this back then to minimize printing?
I don't need it. I've already got the other ones done in binders. I actually called both of them and said, you both made our top three. Send me 8 more. And they went, okay. So they sent me 8 more. Nice. So I made them print them.
Nice. Great. So. Alrighty, I think I'm going to change the agenda just a little bit. We'll do the other business first, then we can do the agenda forecast.
Oh, okay, sure. Two things that I thought I should bring up. One is the flower planters. We haven't walked around and talked to people yet, because pretty much everybody's pretty gun-shy about planting things until after the show and shine. Because people sit in the pots in these ashtrays.
You know, I've never had any problems with the show and shine ever.
Well, you're out in the suburbs.
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay.
Anyway, so there's still no feedback on if a few of them might desire to be moved.
Okay.
If you find those that need to be moved,
just let us know and we'll schedule it in.
And you, if we can't get John involved, you and I can just walk around. Be a subcommittee.
It's all informal.
Sure.
With the people just to see if they want to plant again this year. And we do have an offer out there from Debbie Tucker. There's some that people don't want to plant that we need. She's willing to buy the plants and take care of them as long as there's water near those. The other thing I had was informing the committee in general that the Historical Society. Number one and number two met with Public Works is number one and number two right here, to discuss the old World War II memorial that used to sit kind of where Columbia Bank is.
Oh.
You know that, have you seen that picture before?
Yeah, it was here in town when I first got here.
Oh, okay. And the Historic Society's interest is not in a general war memorial, but in the one that was here, the historical, the World War II.
Is it still intact, or it was?
No, it is lost.
We have no idea where it's at.
It was wooden, and it was.
I assumed it was
into the wind and rotted.
I assumed it went to a dumpster someplace.
Yeah, probably.
Rumor is the pieces of it were behind Scandial, like many things end up, you know, in that kind of behind it for a while, but. We haven't been able to track it. So we had a preliminary meeting just talking about some kind of thing like we did with the clock, where the Historical Society handled the fundraising and the city kicked in whatever assistance they could provide. So
are you trying to recreate that?
Similar, recreate, and we talked about recreating all the names and trying to find the ones that we couldn't read,
mm-hmm.
find someone that knew who they were. May not look identical, but close.
Could it work?
Back at Founders Park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is as close to where it actually was. It kind of stood where the west end of the bank is now, and maybe a little south.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, and. It had like 500, over 500 names on it,
yeah.
From the population of 1,162.
I remember it, but I don't remember any of the details.
So yeah, it's just kind of exploratory meetings to see, you know, what might come up with it.
We throw out some options of maybe what a sign could look like, and then, you know, everybody came to a consensus of what they thought would be the best with maybe an alternative. So.
Yeah, it touches on this committee if Public Works, if there was a proposal for them to spend significant time or money and use the land, you know, that would come through here, I suppose.
Yeah, good.
So, just a heads up.
So
I have two things actually under other business. So, with this ODOT exchange money, I have two projects that I would like to do. To improve the safety for the children for the schools. One is at Oakland Middle School, which would be new crosswalks, new ADA ramps, and two sets of rectangles. rectangular rapid flashing beacons, RRFBs. That project is estimated to cost us right around $35,000, so Public Works portion wouldn't be very much at 6% of that. They do qualify for the ODOT exchange money. I've already checked that out, made sure they qualify. The other one would be the other way for the high school. It'd be an RRFB at 10th and NISA, and then some crosswalk repair there and a little bit of sidewalk work. And the other one at 6th and NISA with the same thing, one ADA ramp, some crosswalk work, and then the two RRFBs.
6th and NISA where the tree is?
Sixth and this is just right there. It's kind of that path that all the kids take to the high school.
Yeah.
We just would like to light that up so that when those are on and they're flashing and you drive through there, the ticket is so significant that you choose not to.
And you put it on social media as well.
Oh, we.
So I mean, they do.
Oh yeah.
Ticket.
Oh yeah.
Which is great.
So that project we estimate to be 20 to 25 grand. Again, that's only like $1,500 for Public Works out of our project money.
Money well spent.
That's great.
We are, just so you know, we are looking at doing a bunch of different breakouts downtown. And those bids will probably come back to you because they're going to be humongous and you're going to have to tell me if you want to do them all or none or some or part. With these two that I talked to you tonight, when I break these out into sections, because they're all from different vendors, so we'll do the crosswalks, someone else will do the ADA ramps, and then we'll set the beacons, but someone else will do the asphalt apron for us. When I break those out, none of those go over Jason's spending authority. So I talked to him today. I said, what do you think? Do you want me to do an AIS to do the whole thing, or just mention it to the committee and the council that, you know, none of these breach your spending limit, so we want to do these projects? And he said, go for it that way and see if anybody has any issues with it. If they don't, let's just move forward. So that's my plan, unless you guys tell me no.
I mean, no, I'm not saying no. I have a question about Oakley. So you're talking about in front of the middle school or on Oakley Drive?
Yeah.
So, are you going to realign that crosswalk that people use as a driveway into the field?
I'm going to actually pave that entrance so that there's a safe ADA access into that path if they so choose to use that. We may offset that just a little bit.
So you know what I'm doing now. Right now they line up perfectly.
Yeah.
The crosswalk is.
So I'm going to do an RFB at that end, and I'm also going to do one at the other so that there's both of those are the same.
And currently there's no ADA ramps on the sidewalk in front of Oakley there.
No.
They're set back, so are they going to contribute, or are we going to just...
I'm going to do the ones on the corners for the RFBs, and hopefully they come to their senses and do the ones on their property. I don't know. Jeremy and I have to call them about another one by the high school, so we'll see how that goes. But I will reach out to them and explain that we're going to do these projects. And if they wanted to use the same contractor that I have there and not pay a MOB cost, that would be a good time to do that. Whether they choose to do that or not, I couldn't tell you.
There's a project in the forecaster that says 6th Street ADA. That's different than what you're talking about, correct?
So that's continuing the ADA ramps down to the high school, which we're not complete with yet. I got a tree in my way in one. I got to do one of those ADA ramps would be in that project, which is right next to the boys' home there. I think there's a couple other ones that were not completed yet. So we've got a few more to do there, and then we'll move our focus over to Laurel Street. And Laurel Street, if we can pull it off, I don't know if we can pull it off this year, at 15th and Calmia, 14th and Calmia, 14th and Calmia. We're going to do a four-way stop there on the crosswalks because that's where everybody kind of blows through, and there's no crosswalks there. We're scheduled to put stop signs there anyway, so Jeremy and I looked at that today and make sure the ADA ramps comply, and when we do that, if they don't, we'll fix them at that time. But trying to get all these routes to school safer for the kids and more visible.
Nice.
And those, I'm sure you've all seen them in Eugene. When they flash, they're bright.
Yeah, they get your
attention. They definitely get your attention.
They do indeed. They do work.
So I'm doing all these as solar, so we won't have to run power to them. So that's what I had for my other business.
Nice.
If I may, one further follow-up. On the ADA ramps that we're hoping the school will pick up the thread and chip in, are we, this is kind of a subjective political thing, so feel free to not answer at all. But does it make sense for us to kind of work up what that would cost in case they don't get the hint and we want to throw them in for safety ourselves?
At Oakley?
Yeah.
Sure. We could have someone bid those for a price. Wouldn't be bad.
I don't know if it's a good idea or not. I'm just, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, part of my money for Safe Routes to School is ADA ramp, so I mean, we could always pull it from there. We could add it to the project. We could do it a couple ways.
You know that sidewalk in front of Oakley Middle? None of those.
There's three corners there that have no ADA ramps. Yeah. The fourth one, we would put one on.
Right. But there's a couple more.
There's three more in between that don't have ADA ramps there.
And it's always, you know, been a mystery to me that kids ride their bikes to school, but they can't ride on that sidewalk.
Jeremy and I had that discussion earlier because I really don't feel like I'm that old, and I feel like ADA ramps were being put in when I was going to school there, but
not me
when that school was built, they never put any in. So
it might be, you know, it might be one of those things where, yeah, we can do our part the right way and hope they do it, but we kind of know that they may not, so maybe we want that.
Well, we can bid it. I can go have a conversation, see if they'd be willing to contribute. Maybe they don't contribute all of it, maybe just our portion of what that 6% is.
Yeah.
If they have a number, a tangible number, it may make their decision a little easier.
The problem is that tangible number for ADA ramps keeps going up because the rules for ADA ramps have gotten so tight now. Pretty much every contractor we've talked to is doubling their price because they figure they're going to have to tear it out once.
Interesting.
So
we're talking about ADA ramps in front of Oakley.
That's cool.
So,
I know you guys have worked real hard to be compliant with code. It may be more compliant than you need to, just to make sure they're done right.
Yeah, most of them we drop an extra panel out so we can get it even lower than 7.5. Everybody, you know, the rule is 8. Everybody shoots for 7 to 7.5. And then the last couple contractors we've used have actually dropped back another panel to get it below the 7.5. And then they're shooting for 1.5% slope on a sidewalk. And most of those are going 1. Springfield went to 0, right? Bend went to 0% for their spec. So no slope. So it's getting more difficult, but...
Well, the people that change rules for a living have to make a living too, I guess.
Yeah. So to bring Councilor Gamby up on the two projects that I talked about, one was a rectangular rapid flashing beacons at Oaklea. Two of them, crosswalks and ADA ramps. And one of them was for the high school at 10th and Nyssa and 6th. And this, that would be one project. Oakley would be one project. Oakley is about $35,000. The high school is about $25,000. All qualifies for ODOT exchange money. Mm-hmm. So we'd have to pay 6%. So those are two things that I would like to do. They all fall under city administrator's spending authority because they're all separate pieces. Lights are one part, the ADA ramps are one part, the crosswalks are one part. So my request was that I don't have to bring it to full council for an official AIS, that I just mention it and see what you guys think. These two said, yep, they're good to go. So if it's okay with you, I'll mention it again at the council meeting just so everybody knows what our intent is and there's no secrets. And
I presume your time frame is this summer.
We're gonna shoot for Oaklea to be done before school starts, but I'm bound by ODOT. So when I submit, so I'll submit tomorrow because you guys have given me the nod.
Yeah.
I'll submit tomorrow. They have up to 3 months to approve that project.
Gotcha.
So, I just got approval for Sixth Street last week.
Late last week.
So when did I talk to you guys about Sixth Street?
Oh, the realignment?
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding.
So I submitted that the day after that council meeting. You guys approved it. I just got approval for that last week. So we're hoping that goes faster. I almost can guarantee they're gonna pass them. So I may gamble a little bit and do the
You don't have to say it on the record.
Asphalt and the ADA ramps and the crosswalk, but not by the RRFBs because they're kind of expensive. And if I don't, then I just spend it out of my maintenance money and, you know, if they don't approve it. But we'd like to at least get that part done at Oaklea prior to school starting. So we'll see how it goes. If we don't hear anything by, you know, 1st of August, we may
go to Plan B.
Go to Plan B and do those pieces, but not order the RRFBs until they come in. We can hold off. Once it's approved, I have 2 years to complete the project. So that money will set in a pot for 2 years. And then I can either cancel it and they'll put the money back, or at the end of 2 years, if I don't do it, they put the money back. So.
That one at 10th and this is going to be welcome to some of those.
Yeah, and it's a little, those two, 10th and this and 6th and this, are a little more challenging. So Jeremy and I are being very careful how we lay that out. So we haven't got, that's why I said it could be between 20 and 25. We haven't exactly figured out how much concrete we need to put in there to make it work. But we looked at them really hard today and we believe that we can make both of them go. It's just a little bit of modification. So.
Nice. Yeah, the safe route to school is supposed to be Laurel in the plan, but the kids use Nissa anyway. So.
Yes.
Especially 10th and Nissa. They just.
And we've got Laurel fairly good. Mm-hmm. I mean, we need to go back through there and, of course, do some ADA ramps along that way. But,
still in there, so.
You know, we'll get back to that one. Mm-hmm. We made it safe to get the kids there. Then we jumped to, we got all the ones on 10th done. Then we jumped to 6th to try and get all those done. And then we're going to go north-south to try and get the ones to each school that way. So this would pick off quite a bit.
It's a great deal.
So,
do you want to review the agenda forecaster?
The only thing I changed is moving these two. I took the three off that we talked about last month, moved them, and put these two on. Other than that, there's no other changes to the agenda.
Do you have any other business? Council, any other business?
No, sir. Thank you.
Anything else, Director?
No, sir.
Does the public care to add anything?
Nope.
At 7 o'clock, we are adjourned.
Perfect. Thank you.